How's it going, everybody? It's Woody, and this is the Behind the Soundscape, I guess, episode or like bonus content for the Baker's Dozen. And so I wanted to make sure, for those of you guys who have followed what I basically did, one of the files in the Dirty Dozen that I posted was a kind of a hypnotic sort of post called You Are Not There. And that was really birthed out of something that I wrote. I wanted to do something more hypnotic sounding, not necessarily hypnosis, because I don't think I'm really good at convincing anybody that I can be hypnotizing. But, you know, I wanted to basically challenge my voice in a way that did it. But I did it based on a piece that I created called Not There. And the piece itself is really more of an instrumental. When you listen to some of the hypnosis or some of the instructional sorts of files, they're usually built around kind of these soundscapes that change from time to time or morph. Really, it kind of reminds me a little bit of going to like a massage parlor or listening to something like really relaxing and new agey. But since I have really specific taste in music and I'm always playing music, I wanted to do something that was a little bit more creative or special. And that meant creating a piece specifically for the script that I was writing. So again, not to be super obnoxious, but I was like, well, I really wanted to do something. But the way I make music is kind of interesting, to say the least. So I wanted to do a little behind the soundscape describer for you so that you guys can see exactly how I, in some ways, pulled the wool over your eyes when I made this track. So there's five parts to it, and the first part is pretty much the easiest part. The actual soundscape for the, and this is a little bit of a spoiler, so if you really enjoyed the audio and you're like, wow, the sound took me in a different direction, maybe not my voice, but the sound itself, the whole combination, you probably don't want to play the rest of this. So I would recommend pausing right now. 3, 2, 1, stop, leave, go away. The actual sound that was part of the song was actually only a 2-second segment that it was looped and processed repeatedly, stretched out, to basically sound like it was I don't know, an ambient soundscape. So I did this through kind of the magic of like music editing, and there's different things that I use, and I've always used it when I make music. Lots of my music, not necessarily based around the drone, but is based certainly on sampling and to be creative when it comes to sampling. So this first segment is the original sample for Not There. So really, all you're hearing there is a looped drum beat and kind of like a synthy wash sort of thing. Drum beat's pretty up-tempo, I'd say probably like, you know, 100 to 110 beats per minute. You talk about BPM when it comes to like dance music or something. Modern dubstep or whatever really varies. But, you know, most country music written an approachable BPM. Certainly, I could have played that throughout the whole like 12 or 13 minutes and it would have been just fine. But I wasn't going to do that. So one little trick I use when it comes to making music is taking that original sample and then stretching it out. The best way to do it is to basically trick your software into thinking that it's a really fast BPM, and then doing something called time stretching and retaining the pitch. Sometimes you can do pitch shifting. It'll actually make it sound really slow. So the idea is if you slow something down to 10% of its speed, you're basically moving it like you would on a vinyl record. So instead of me sounding like this, I would sound really be really inaudible basically. But if you time stretch and you keep the original pitch, then you can basically create something that kind of sounds a little bit different altogether. So this next sample is the original drum beat you just heard, and it's been stretched basically almost to a 10 times its original speed. So you'll still be able to hear some of the drums, but it'll be very indiscernible what you're actually hearing. Okay, so that is an example of the way that you would stretch out a sound to make it sound different. Now we start to get into the fun stuff, which is dimensionalizing the sound that you've stretched to basically wipe away the existing audio style of the original sound and to make it sound like something else entirely. The way I usually do this is through back-end effects. So things like reverb, things like delay, things like echo. Echo and delay are kind of the same thing, but reverb kind of adds that more of a dimensional aspect to it. And then you can also do things like phasers, which is essentially tinkering with the dial that you would have on your car for tone or whatever. So, but it's more of a live phased movement through what's called a resonant filter. So long story short, you can basically dimensionalize the sound by processing it a few different ways. I always like to add reverb first. So here's what it sounds like with reverb. And now we're going to play it and what it sounds like with reverb and a little bit of delay. So the delay actually helps to remove the buzzing noise that you'd normally experience or hear in a sound like this. So kind of takes away the drums somewhat reasonably. And then, of course, it puts it to whatever the delay is set to. So there's a couple of elements of delay. It could be a time delay or like a rhythmic delay. But also there's how long the delay sustains itself for. So the echo effect, if it were. And then, of course, how deep the delay is, whether or not it's mixed high or mixed low in the final product. So here's what it sounds like with reverb and echo. You're starting to hear some of the echo remnants falling away at the end of that, but that's really what that is more about. Now we add the phaser element, which is basically going to, add this weird little depth, almost like a creep down sort of thing. Almost like if you were listening to it traveling through a straw or traveling through a tunnel, where you would have that dimensional aspect of it come out. And what you'll find is when you do dimensionalize it, you get to experience a little bit more of that depth that you don't normally get. Keep in mind that this is a stereo sample, but dimensionalizing it in this way is going to basically create almost a mono depth. There's ways to pan it to where you'd dimensionalize it and create, you know, two different versions and then mix it and add your different panning to move it from left to right in the ear. I didn't want to go super extensive with this, so the majority of the actual sound in its initial form is very mono, kind of like my voice. Not monotone, but mono. As the presentation or as the performance gets deeper, then you start to see how deep the actual audio is. So you'll get flourishes of depth in either side, or you start to hear, some of the highs and the lows and different parts of it fade in and out. So here's what the sample sounds like with echo, reverb, and phasers. All right, so what you've heard now is turning the 2 second sample into a stretched out version of about 20 or 30 seconds. What you're gonna hear now is me taking that 20 or 30 second sample and stretching it out even further to like 3 or 4 minutes. And the neat thing about that is that now I've got all three versions of this, the one with echo, the one with reverb, the one with phasers. And now I can start playing with the panning, and you start to hear how deep and dimensional that this sound actually is. So we're going to play this for you, and then do yourself a favor. Listen with headphones on. You can start to hear all of the different elements kind of blending and echoing off of each other. Really, the drums by this point have all but disappeared. But keep in mind, we've taken this 2-second sample and now stretched it out to about 2 minutes. So enjoy. Okay, well, I recognize that, you know, music for everybody is very subjective, and, you know, making music like this isn't always everybody's cup of tea, but I appreciate you listening to this and kind of exploring a little bit why I make music this way, and hopefully it was, in you know, eye-opening and enlightening for you. So thanks again for listening, and feel free to check out any of the other stuff we're doing for the Dirty Dozen or the Baker's Dozen. All of this stuff is posted to the Woody subreddit. Thanks again.